Welcome. This is Golf Reviews with your co-hosts Scott Patton and Colin Gearing. We've got a very, very exciting podcast for you today. We're going to be talking about an interesting golf book that we've been reading and the latest news from the world of golf. But before we get to that, Colin Gearing was in Canmore. Colin was in Canmore, Alberta, Canada, on the golf course, and did something of note. So, Colin, do you want to share with us what happened?
Yeah, I'd love to, Scott. I had the longest drive of my life. It was
way to go.
I actually hit a ball 390 yards. Now, there's a little caveat to it. It was slightly downhill. There's probably about a 100-foot drop on this hole. But I've never hit a golf ball that far without it bouncing off a sprinkler head or a cart path or something.
Right.
That was pretty exciting. So, and the coolest part of this, Scott, was I was with one of my best friends who's a professional photographer. His name is Roy Ohms, and he actually captured the moment on camera. So we're going to post some pictures of the golf course at Silvertip where I played. And actually, you can see the ball coming off the club head at impact. It's really kind of wild. So,
wow.
That was fun.
That sounds great.
Yeah, special memory that was captured on film.
Captured on film, captured on podcast, and will be up on the internet forever.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Hey, you know, I want to talk today a little bit, Scott, about what happened on the weekend, too, with Tiger Woods.
Yes.
And, you know, it's exciting to see. It almost feels like Tiger Woods is coming back. He's the man again, and he is really on top of his game, and he is so mentally sharp right now and just dominating the field. And, you know, it's really fascinating when you look back at Tiger's career and how many wins that he's actually had. This was his 50th win on the PGA Tour.
Yeah.
And so he's ranked, I think it's ninth now, either ninth or seventh in all-time.
And he's the fastest to 50 wins on the tour.
Absolutely.
As well.
Absolutely. In fact, he's 50, took him 50 less tournaments to do that same 50 rounds than Jack Nicklaus. So,
wow.
Yeah, it's quite an impressive record, but certainly he is really on top of his game, and with the PGA Championship coming up in a couple of weeks, he's certainly going to be, you know, again on top of that, winning, going for his second major in a row here. So, and, you know, one of the things that it's so fascinating to watch in Tiger, because here's a man who has tremendous focus,
yep,
and incredible determination, and just even if he's down, he never stops. But he's actually, when he is leading a tournament in the last round, 21 times out of 21 times he has won.
Yeah.
And there is a tremendous amount to be said for confidence in golf. And obviously when Tiger Woods is playing confident, nobody can beat him.
Yeah, that's right. And that's a really good segue into our book review.
Well, it's something that I read on the airplane ride out to Calgary this week, is Bob Rotella's book, The Golf is a Game of Confidence.
Yeah.
And I love this book, actually. It was, you know, I've read this three or four times, and it's something that it's great because a lot of it is just written in story form. And Bob Rotella talks about different people that he's worked with, like Brad Faxon and Davis Love Jr. and, you know, quite a other, Byron Nelson. You know, he talks a lot about PGA pros, and the thing, he also goes back to, hey, here's your average guy who's just trying to break 80 on the golf course. And
yeah,
the things that they went through to mentally overcome their hurdles and obstacles that kept them from playing well. So, you know, one of the things that I want to just talk a little bit about some of the content in this book by Dr. Bob Rotella. He talks in his first chapter about how Brad Fallon stayed in the present. And he was actually kind of going through a bit of a slump, actually. And he was at the 1995 PGA Championship down in California. And I think it was Riviera Country Club. And, yeah, it was Riviera. And he talks about, you know, basically he wouldn't let anything distract his focus. He just stayed present in the moment. And even if he had a bad shot or even if he had a great shot, he was just focused on making his next shot.
Yes.
And one of the things that, you know, he just talked about how to visualize this and one of the things that I want to read out of this book, he says, a player who is committed to the process of hitting good shots will never draw a club back until he knows where he wants the ball to go and believes the club in his hands will send it there. So I was really working on that this week on the few rounds I played, and just being very specific in the actual spot that I wanted the golf ball to go.
So let me ask you a question there, Colin.
Yeah.
Did you read the book before you hit your world-famous drive?
I did, and you know what's fascinating? When I hit that drive, I was so present in the moment and just absolutely relaxed, just enjoying the feeling of the shot.
Yeah.
And I just enjoyed the swing so much, it felt fantastic. And when it came off the club face, it just leapt off my golf club, and it was so straight and so pure and sounded so crisp and clear. But I remember even what my mental thought was. I visualized actually a spot on the fairway where I wanted that ball to go. And
oh, good.
It went farther. Obviously, it could have hit farther than that. But I used that technique all weekend. And, you know, we talked a little bit about this on our last podcast, about, especially in putting, how to focus on one blade of grass on the edge of the cup.
That's right.
You're rolling the ball in. And keeping that mental picture in your mind and visualizing the ball dropping into the hole over that blade of grass, that's the visual video that you put into your mind. And again, that technique has been incredibly powerful. And I've been making, you know, even some 20 and 30-foot putts using exactly that technique. So I just let everything else about technique and, you know, how I'm supposed to stroke the ball, I just let my body stroke the ball or swing the golf club, and I visualize exactly the result that I want. I put a video into my mind's eye and then let my body do the work and just trust that it's going to happen.
Yeah, that's the key. And there's been a theme over our last couple podcasts I've noticed, which is all about focusing on the end result and then just letting it happen. And oftentimes we get in the way of that good stroke because we think we need to move the club head to a certain position, and we need to have our feet a certain way, and we need to do this a certain way. And of course we're trying to think our way through the golf swing, which is a very, very difficult way to play golf.
Well, it is. And the mind can only focus on one thing at a time. And
yeah.
I think too often we get two or three thoughts rolling through our head, and inevitably we tighten up. And our swing just doesn't have that loose, fluid, free rhythm. And our body's not relaxed. And if your body's not relaxed, it can't hit a good golf shot. So
that's right.
By your mind tightening up and focusing on getting anxious, that's when our body responds to those thoughts in our mind. You go back to Tiger Woods. You just look at him play and the determination and steely focus that he has when he's over the golf ball. It's just powerful. And you can tell when you watch Tiger Woods on TV if he's in that zone. And
mm-hmm.
when he has that focus going so strong, he can do anything he wants with the golf ball.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, he's got such ability to make incredible shots from anywhere. It's, you know, I think just even the fact of the way that he has that confidence on the golf course, it's intimidating as heck to people.
Yeah,
so,
and of course, if you're going to be focusing on your enemy or your competitor, you're not focusing on your own game.
Absolutely.
Right? So
yeah.
So very cool, very
yeah.
cool.
So my double thumbs up for Golf is a Game of Confidence by Dr. Bob Rotella.
Yeah, and I noticed it's available on Amazon, and there are 11 reviews there, and they're all 5 stars. So
yeah.
It's a very, very well-received book. So.
Yeah.
Thumbs up from Amazon, thumbs up from you, thumbs up from me. Golf is a game of confidence.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Great. Well, that wraps up this podcast. Thank you all very much for joining us. Hope you enjoyed it as much as we enjoyed bringing it to you. And remember, you can visit our webpage at golfreview.podomatic.com. Appreciate it if you would stop by. Leave us a note or a comment. Let us know what you think about the podcast. If you you can join our mailing list there, and every time we post a new one, we'll send you an email, let you know that it's up. Or you can subscribe through iTunes or your My Yahoo account and get it automatically to your iTunes program and down onto your iPod. So we really appreciate you spending this time with us. Colin, any last words from your side?
Just keep sending us the stuff that you want us to review. I know we've got some different products coming up that we've ordered from people that have requested, you know, hey, can you take a look at this different product or video or tape or book or audio, whatever program that you want to have us take a look at. We're happy to look at any golf products and review them.
Yeah, and not only that, we're really excited because we're going to be expanding into the realm of video blogs or video podcasts, and that we're going to be recording it. You know, sometimes our description isn't quite as nice as a picture or a video live action. So we're planning on showing you some of these products and some of these training aids and some of the tips that we've got to show you on video, so you can watch them and see for yourself and make your own choices. So watch for that in the coming podcasts.
Hey, and play with confidence.
Play with confidence. This is Scott Patton and Colin Gearing. Talk to you next time. Bye-bye. Bye.